Friends, we are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir. And we had seen the Chazon Ish, who said that it can't be that when a person sells a field, Bizman Sheyovel Noheg, that his kavan is that it should be a mechira lizman. Because there's a man diomar in the Gemara that you need all three in order for Yovel to be chal. You need Shechar Avadim, Tkiyah Shofar, and the returning of the fields. And if we say that whenever someone sells a field, Bizman Sheyovel Noheg, he has kavana that it should be a mechira lizman, so then there's never going to be a case where the lands are returned because of Yovel. Because the lands aren't returning mitzadafkos to the Malka, they're being returned because it's mechira lizman. So we already had a number of dechiyas of that, of this Chazon Ish. And now we're going to see another one. And again, this is all based on the Torah of Mar Rabbi Agon of Chaim Erhar with Shlita. Ubehekdeim shte hakdamos. Number one is machlokes, chronim, if someone sells his field to a goy. If you sell your field to a goy, does the field come back to a yovel or not? Reb Chaim Halevi, Perek Aleph, Milchus Trumas, Halacha Yud writes that it does, and even according to Mandarmi, Yeshkin Lenachal Beretz Yisrael, Afkia Migdei Kedushasa, that's only when the goy buys it to Kinyan Olam, but was mentioned Olam Noeg, when there's Yovel, and the karka is not Kanei Olam, he doesn't have the koch to be Mafkia Kedusha, and it goes back at Yovel, to the Jew. Or the Chazon Ish, in Shvius, Simen Chof Aleph, Sifkan Aleph writes that since the goy is not Mitzuvah Le Yovel, the karka that is sold to him does not revert back to the Jew at Yovel. That's Hekdamah number one. Hekdamah number two is Rabbi Akiva Egel. Rabbi Akiva Egel in his Gilon Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat Reish Lamed Hei brings from the Tumim in the Sefer Bnei Ahuva Perek Vav Miochos Ishus Halacha Dalid that a katan who sells or buys cannot place a tenai, since the katan is not in the world shaykh to the world of shlichus, he is also not shaykh to the world of tenai. Ayin sham b'divrei Rabbi Akiva Egel. So now it would appear, according to this, shagam goy hamocher ukone can't be matil tenai, because goy lesser b'shlichus lesser b'tenai, just like we say by katan. Katan lesser b'shlichus, he isn't in the parish of shlichus. He's also not in the, can't also make a tenai. So to a goy, since he's not in the parish of shlichus, he can't make a tenai. So now we could say, according to this, that it's mashu from the Baruch Tam, the Avnei Nezer, that we saw in a previous shir, that this sale of the field Lizman is kemechira l'tenai. And the Avnei Nezer says, for this reason, that ritzia, that one does ritzia sa'eved, it can't be done b'shlichus, the other himself has to do it, so it also can't be done b'tenai, that it should be chal until the yovel. When it comes to ritzia, you can't make a tenai that the ritzia is only ad ha-yovel. Torah says it's ad ha-yovel, but you can't make such a tenai because less of a shlichus, less of a tenai, so it's not up to you at all. So we can also say, according to this, a Yisrael, a Jew, who sells his field to a goy, cannot make a tenai that the mechira will be effective only until the yovel. Because since the goy lesser b'shlichus, he's not in the parish of shlichus, he's also not in the parish of tenai. So according to this, it's gevaldik, we can be docha the hochacha of the Chazon Ish. Because what do the Chazon Ish say? That there's never a tziur, if they're making a mechira l'zman, l'zman is never a tziur where yovel causes the afkas hakarka. And the answer is, if there is such a tziur, and that is fields that are sold to a goy. Shedinam lachzor lebaaleim haYisrael only mikoch hayovel, not mikoch mechira lizman. Because again, it can't be mikoch mechira lizman because that's midin tenai, and as goy is less of a tenai, less of a shlichus, less of a tenai, and therefore, when you're selling the field to the goy, if you say that there's a din, like the Reb Chaim holds that there's a din of Yovel, that the karka returns at Yovel. When it's sold to a guy, so besadas hamachurim legoy shedinam lachzer lebaleim haYisrael rak mikoch Yovel v'lo mikoch mechira lizman. Why are they coming back to the Jew? They're only coming back to the Jew mikoch Yovel, not mikoch mechira lizman, because that's a tanai according to the Baruch Tam and the Avni Nezer, and by God there is no tanai. So mele, when it's coming back, it's only coming back mikoch Yovel. So that would be a tziur where you would have a noheg of fields returning to the original owners mikoach Yovel and not mikoach their tanai. And in these sados, if the nachrim do not return these sados, then the Yovel isn't chal, because the Yovel is only chal if they return the sados. And if they don't return those sados that are supposed to be returned mikoach Yovel, then Yovel is not chal. Another instance where the karka is choseris lebailim rak mishum hafkas hayovel velo mishum kinyan hazman is as follows. The Tosas HaRosh in Gittin Memches Amar Aleph writes shesados shemachru, that fields that they sold b'sheva shekevshu b'sheva shechilku, in the 7 years of conquest of Eretz Yisrael and in the 7 years of apportioning the land in Eretz Yisrael, when there wasn't yet Yovel, even though when the fields were sold there was not yet Yovel, nevertheless, since after the 14 years they started keeping Yovel, Yovel also is Mishamet, Yovel also causes the return of these karkos. That is the Tosfos HaRosh in Gittin and Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. V'nafka mina kegon la'asid lavo Mashiach tzedkenu yavo be'ezus Hashem b'mehera b'yameinu v'yachzeru kol ha'shvatim l'mekoman. All the tribes are going to turn to their ancestral portion in Eretz Yisrael, and all the fields that they sold before they return to their land will come back at Yovel, just like back then b'sheva shekivshu b'sheva shechilku, but there was no Yovel. Nevertheless, since after 14 years Yovel was noheg, Yovel also causes the return of these karkos. So to lasid lavo, shemashir tzedkenu yavo b'mehera, v'yachzu kol ha'shvatim l'mekoman. So all of the fields that were sold kodem, yachzu b'yovel. So with Yovel, everybody's going to get their the fields that they sold, they're going to get them back. All the fields that were sold throughout history, so now it goes back to the original owner, to the original tribe. So now, according to this, we can say that all three are ma'akev, right, in order for it to be Yovel: the return of the fields, the freeing of the slaves, and the tkias shofar, the blowing of the shofar. So one of these three is Bila Shalosh Shimtu Karkos. One of these three is when the fields were not returned, and that's Ma'akev Yovel. And if the fields weren't returned, then they're allowed to work the fields, because that's part of Yovel. So the Tanai for Yovel, one of the three, according to that opinion, that Shalosh and Ma'akev, the Tanai, one of the Tanaim is Karkos, the return of the lands. So maybe that's talking about a case where fields were sold when it was not yet Yovel. And therefore you can't say that it was a Mechira Lizman B'Tanai, because Bizman a Mechira there was no Yovel. So for that you need Afkasa de Malko B'Yovel. So you see another tzior where you need to come on to Afkasa de Malka. You see another tzior where you need the biblical Yovel, and it's not enough to say it's a Mechira Lizman. So this is not a Dechia for the proof of the Chazon Ish, because this is only going to be when the Jewish people went into Galus and then came back. What about all the Yovelos when at the time of the sale they were no Eg Yovel? And it was a Mechira Lizman. So that would be the Chazon Ish's proof. The Chazon Ish's proof was that if there's such a thing as Yovel, it can't be that there's Mechira Lizman, because then the fields are returning because of the Mechira Lizman and not because of Yovel. So we have Tziurim where it's not going to be Alt Mechira Lizman, it's going to be Alt Yovel. But in this particular case that we just brought up now, we have already another three or four cases in this year and the previous year that we already brought to be Doch the proof of the Chazon Ish. But this is not a rejection of the Chazon Ish's proof, because this is only talking about where you're going to have to come onto Yovel in a case where Galu Yisrael and then they came back to their Adama. What about all the Yovelos that they were knowing when they were on their Adama and they were sold at the time there was Yovel? So therefore that's not a Dechiv Chazon Ish, but it's kedai to bring up because it's interesting. Okay, so there is still a lot more to say on this topic, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, I'm hoping very much that we will be able to continue and see more neflos mitaras Hashem, because we've already seen so many neflos. So kol amar b'arei b'mishmach, shalom shalom.